The Youth's Instructor, February 6, 1896. Talents are to be consecrated to God's service. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability. And straightway he took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh, and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. This parable brings to mind the great day when every individual will have to give an account of the use to which he has put the talents entrusted to him. Christ likens his return for the investigation of every case to the return of a man from a long journey. The faithfulness of his servants during his absence is judged by the use to which every talent has been put. Every gift of mind, every physical capability is God's entrusted talent. And let no one lightly regard his endowments of mind or body. We are to appreciate them as the gift of God, to cultivate and improve them, and place them at the service of God. This was the purpose for which talents were committed to us according to our ability to trade upon and cultivate these gifts. As we use our powers, we shall increase our ability to use them, and thus be enabled to do the highest kind of service. We shall be able to put our talents to a wise use. But if we do not use those qualifications of mind and body that God has given, however precious they may be, they will become valueless. The money that is locked up in worldly investments is no blessing, even to the one who claims to be its owner. The true owner of all our gifts is keeping a reckoning, estimating the good that might be done to suffering humanity if they were wisely used in the service of God, to build up his kingdom in the world. Money wisely invested in the enterprise of saving souls would yield a large return in the end. Not only would men have increased ability to gain wealth, but they would be laying up treasure in heaven. There is a great dearth of men and women of solid experience and moral worth in this our day. How many do not appreciate the value of their blood-bought privileges and do not improve the opportunity that has been purchased by the price of the life of the Son of God? They do not estimate the worth of every precious endowment by the light reflected from the cross of Calvary, or they would make use of every capability by consecrating it to the service of Jesus Christ. a large revenue might be brought into the treasury of God if people made a right use of their money. These matters require our thoughtful study. Many of our youth need to take themselves in hand and examine themselves to see whether they are true to the name they bear. To be a Christian means to be Christ-like. Are you seeking to gather all the wisdom possible from the words of Christ? The parable of the talents reveals the need of the consecration of every entrusted capability. Some make a diligent use of everything that God has entrusted to them, and by so doing, they are continually increasing their abilities and acquiring more and more useful knowledge. When God sees that the human agent recognizes the value of every power of mind and body and esteems it as the gift of God, He is satisfied that it is safe to entrust to the human agent greater measures of power, for he will make profitable returns. We should study how we may make the best use of our master's capital. But while some trade upon the talents that God has given them, others seem to think that they are placed in the world to please themselves, and they are dissatisfied when others do not help them to get all possible selfish enjoyment out of the world. They spend their money. They spend their precious time. They employ their influence in teaching by precept and example that the chief end of life is selfish amusement. They do not grow in grace or in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. They make no advancement. They have but limited knowledge and are dwarfed in the Christian life. When, if they had used their influence and employed the talents entrusted them of God for wise improvement, they would have increased in power and usefulness. The apostle adds, "What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." All praise and glory are to be rendered to God, and we are so to employ every entrusted capability that praise may be ascribed to God.